A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel said to Saul, "Stop, let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." Saul replied, "Speak." Samuel then said, "Though little in your own esteem, are you not leader of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you as king of Israel and sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and put the sinful Amalekites under the ban of destruction. Fight against them until you have exterminated them.' Why then have you disobeyed the Lord? You have pounced on the spoil, thus displeasing the Lord." Saul answered Samuel, "I didn't disobey the Lord and fulfill the mission in which the Lord sent me. I have fought back Agag and destroyed the Amalek under the ban. But from the spoil the men took sheep and oxen, the best of what they had been banned, to sacrifice to the Lord their God in Gilgal." But Samuel said, "Does the Lord so delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the command of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission than the fat of rams. For a sin like divinization is rebellion, and presumption is the crime of idolatry. Because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he too has rejected you as ruler." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you?
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it, or you do think I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way I will show the salvation of God.
To the upright I will show the saving power of God.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, and the new one from the old, and a tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine in a wineskin, old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine bursts the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus
Christ. So we hear in the Old Testament a very famous line. It says, "Obedience is greater than sacrifice." And boy, if that isn't the thing today, that we need, especially in the church, be obedient to the Holy Father, to be obedient, not everybody doing their own thing. When Saul decides that he knows better than God, and he can take, and even if he was going to do something good, they took the best of the sheep and they offered up a sacrifice to God. Pretty good. They're thinking they're doing good stuff. They're taking what they, but that ain't what God wanted. And because that ain't what God wanted and they disobeyed him, then God, since they rejected God's command, he rejected them. And so in our own life, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Sebastian. When you go to Rome, Sebastian is everywhere. And the opening prayer says he decided to obey God rather than men. That we need to be people of obedience. If not, then we obey ourselves and we make ourselves God. And God will reject us as we reject him. So think about that today. How obedient am I to God, to his church? Or am I just obedient to me? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.